So we've been looking at what Paul has told us is the characteristics or the behavior that we as Christians should have. He tells us the conduct that we should be presenting as believers. We've been reading this in Romans chapter 12, specifically Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 18. And if you have a chance, I don't want to read through them all again today, but if you have a chance, read through all those. We've learned about loving without hypocrisy, abhorring evil, clinging to what is good, considering others better than ourselves, being diligent in our service, rejoicing, being patient, having hope, distributing to others, not persecuting those, or I'm sorry, blessing those who persecute us and not cursing them, rejoicing with those who rejoice, weeping with those who weep. And then we looked just yesterday. We look at this one yesterday. Here's verses 16 and 17. 16 says, "Be of the same mind towards one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion." So verse number 17 says this: "Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men." Repay no one evil for evil. And this is kind of a carryover to the previous verse that we looked at, which says to be of the same mind towards one another. To not set your mind on high things, but to associate with the humble, do not be wise in your own opinion. So this is still, a lot of what we see Paul talking about really starts with our thoughts and our mind. And this is where so much of the battle that we face on an ongoing basis really takes place. It's in our thoughts. It's in our thought life, and it's in our minds. Because if we allow our thought life to be out of control, in other words, if we're not diligent in making sure that our thoughts are on, if we don't train our mind to be diligent to think about Jesus and to think about His Word and to be focused on His Word and His promises. If you're not diligent to do that, then what's going to happen is, by nature, your flesh is going to dominate your thoughts. By its nature, because of the nature of the flesh, if I don't make the choice to do something different, the flesh will take over. The flesh will command. The flesh will lead my thoughts to all the things of the world. And it kind of makes sense, because if you think about it, our senses, our sight, our smell, our taste, our touch, our hearing, all of our five senses, what they actually perceive is not the things of the spiritual realm. I cannot see with my natural eyes the reality of the spiritual realm. I know it's there. I know it's true. It is eternal. It is greater. It's a greater truth than this natural reality that I see. But my natural eyes can only perceive the natural realm. They cannot perceive the spiritual realm. I can't smell the natural. I can't smell the spiritual realm. I can't hear it. Not with my natural ears, I can't. I can't sense it. I can't touch it in any way. But I can, with my natural eyes, I can see only the natural world. I can smell, I can taste, I can hear, I can touch and feel things of the natural realm with my natural senses. Now, with my spiritual eyes, I can see these things. I can hear, with my spiritual ears, I can hear the Holy Spirit speaking to me. So it's not that I'm deaf and blind and unsensitive and unfeeling towards the reality of the spiritual things. It just, that takes diligence, it takes determination. It takes the decision to look, hear, feel those things of the spiritual reality. And I can, but it's not the natural thing. Because I live in this body, and this body is natural. This body is of the flesh. And so since this body that I dwell in is of the flesh, since it's of the flesh, it's only going to be sensitive to and perceive the things of this flesh and of this natural. Now, I have the Spirit, so I can sense those things, but that takes a choice. If I don't make the choice to focus on, to be aware of, to see with my spiritual eyes, to hear with my spiritual ears, and to sense and feel, sense the things of the spiritual realm with my spiritual sensitivity, if I don't make the diligent choice to do that, then the default measure in this will be to default to the nature. And the natural is always going to only perceive the things of the natural. So it makes sense when Paul says, repay no one evil for evil, have regard for good things in the sight of all men. It makes sense that it's not natural for us to do these things that Paul is talking about. As we read through all of these verses 9 through 18, It makes sense that we would have to be aware, that Paul would have to tell us these things and tell us that you can do these things. Again, when you read through them, it seems impossible because as you read these things, it's like, I can't do that. And you're right, you cannot. Not in your own strength. Not in your own ability. But the good news is you have Jesus Christ. Jesus would not tell us this is the behavior, this is the conduct that's expected of you and I as a believer. He wouldn't tell us this if he didn't give us the power to do it, to achieve it. And you have the power to do that. You have the ability to do that. Because even though you are in this flesh and in this body, again, remember, you have the nature of Christ within you. And so it's a choice to live according to the nature of Christ that's in me, as opposed to living to the nature of the flesh, which we are in. So with that background and that understanding, it has to be a choice that we make to live live according to the nature of Christ, to be sensitive to the things of the spiritual realm, putting our trust, our hope, our faith, our belief in Jesus in the spiritual realm realities rather than what we see in the natural realm. With all of that in mind, now let's look at that again. Repay no one evil for evil. You see, in the natural, that's impossible for us to do. When someone treats you wrong, when someone does evil towards you, the flesh's natural response is to retaliate, to get revenge, to even the score, to make them pay for what they did to you. That's the natural response. And yet Jesus is telling us through Paul that the conduct of a Christian is not to repay evil for evil. So here's what happens. If I'm repaying evil for evil, if somebody treats me evil, they're operating in the world. And they probably are of the world and not of Christ. And they probably have no knowledge of the things of the Word or the things of Christ. They have no understanding of it. I have to understand that the world is going to operate like the world. I can't expect them to operate according to Christian morals, standards, and dictates, because they're the world. I have to expect them to act like the world. But you and I, we might dwell in this world, we might live in this world, but we're only ambassadors to this world. We are in this world, but we're of the spiritual world. We are of Jesus Christ. We are his ambassadors. Our home is not here. This natural world, this natural realm is temporary. Our home is not here. This life that we have, it's fleeting. Our permanent home is with Christ. It's in the heavenly realms. It's in the eternal with Jesus Christ. That heaven is our home. We're merely ambassadors here. So I should expect the world to act like the world. But the expectation is that since I'm an ambassador here, I'm not acting like the world. The expectation is I will act like Jesus Christ. I will live and act according to the standards, not of the world and of the culture of the world, but I will live and act according to the standards and the cultures of the place that I come from, which is heaven, which is that spiritual realm, which is being with God the Father, Jesus Christ. This is what's expected. And so when the world treats me with evil, then I can, in Christ, I can respond not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit that is in me, and not repay evil for evil, but instead have regard for good things in the sight of all men. We read that in the Amplified Bible, and it says it this way: repay no one evil for evil, but take thought for what is honest and proper and noble, aiming to be above reproach in the sight of everyone. This is the example that Jesus demonstrated for us when he lived here on this earth. This is the example that he showed us. Jesus didn't repay evil for evil. In fact, on the contrary, when man demonstrated the most wickedness and the worst evil by taking the Son of God, beating him, scourging him, mocking him, and then hanging him on a cross, he didn't repay that evil with evil. Instead, from the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Now, we read that verse and we think, wow, only Jesus could do that. I couldn't do that. We read that verse and we are stunned when you think about that. But this is the example that is for you and I. And no one's going to put you on a cross. But there will be men who treat you evil. There will be men who take advantage of you. There will be men and women in your life who treat you ill, with ill intention and with ill results. And they did it intentionally. And their motivation was selfish. And their motivation was to harm you. That's just the way of this world. That's going to happen in life. But when it happens, we have to remember, and this is the choice, I'm either going to respond according to the nature of Christ that is in me, or I'm going to respond to the nature of the flesh that is in me. The choice that I have to make is, which way am I going to go? What is my choice going to be? Well, Jesus has made it clear that through Him and through the Holy Spirit, His Spirit that is in us, we have the ability to act accordingly to this word and to act just as Jesus demonstrated to us, which is to not repay evil for evil, but instead to take thought. Now, I said at the beginning, the battle that we wage, or the battle that is waged with us, the battle that is waging within us, the battle that the enemy brings against us, is, for the most part, a battle in the mind. It's a battle for our thoughts. Are we going to think the things of the world, or are we going to think the things of the Word? The battle is for our mind. And if Satan can confuse us, if he can deceive us, if he can put contrary thoughts into our minds that we will accept and focus on, then he's winning the battle of our minds. And then we wind up having the responses of the world instead of the responses of Jesus Christ. And it's only by having the responses of Jesus Christ that the world is going to see Jesus Christ through you and I. That is the ultimate goal of our lives. The ultimate goal for your life is to glorify Jesus Christ and to demonstrate Jesus Christ to the world so that those who don't know Jesus Christ can have the same blessing, the same favor, the same victory, the same eternity that you and I have been blessed with. Because if we understood for a moment what eternity without Jesus would be, even the person who did you the most ill will, even the person who hurt you the most, the person who did the most evil against you, if you and I understood what hell was like, what eternity without Jesus was truly like, if we truly understood that and gathered that and were able to comprehend that, we would not want that person who did the most damage and evil to us. We would not desire that for them. We would want them to have eternity in Jesus Christ. Our lives are to be lived to glorify Jesus Christ. This is our purpose today. Your purpose is not just to make money. Your purpose is not just to accomplish. Your purpose is to glorify Jesus Christ by living a life according to the conduct that He specified so that others can see. Because that's what this verse is saying, and it becomes so clear when you read it in the Amplified Bible. Repay no one evil for evil. Why not? Because here's what takes place. But take thought for that which is honest, proper, and noble, aiming to be above reproach. When nobody can bring a reproach against you, when no one can say evil against you, even when they treat you with evil, but they cannot say evil against you, you're demonstrating Jesus Christ. You do that in the sight of all men, and men will be won to Jesus Christ. This seems like an impossibility to us, but it's not an impossibility because Jesus has told us to do it, so we can, in Him and in His strength. Today, think about this. There's going to be people who treat you badly. What is your response going to be? Because you can't go into it and hope to make the right response when it happens. You have to be prepared in advance. You have to already have decided at the start of the day that I am going to represent Jesus Christ. I will not repay evil for evil. You have to be thinking the thoughts of the Word of God and be focused on Jesus Christ, because then you'll hear the Holy Spirit speaking to you and giving you the ability to stand and not reciprocate evil for evil, but instead to represent Jesus Christ. And you know what? When you can do that, you are impacting someone's life for Jesus Christ today. And there's no greater feeling, no greater source of fulfillment or contentment than when you accomplish that. Amen. Be watching for those opportunities today, because someone's going to try to bring reproach against you. They're going to try to bring evil against you. Be watching for it and make the determination now. Make the determination. I represent you, Jesus, and I will not repay evil for evil, but I will respond with your love. And that will be seeds, that'll be something you can move through, Holy Spirit, to bring that person to Jesus Christ. Jesus, we thank you for all these things, that you be glorified. It's in your name. Amen.